Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, April 16th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Augusta, Georgia. Well, you probably heard about the explosions in Boston at the marathon. We are already tracking a couple of domains that have been registered since then with related domain names. If you see any kind of scams, maybe charity related, maybe malware, for example, things like footage from the explosion that then turns out to be really just malware trying to trick you into installing some software, please let us know. If you receive any emails related to this, please include the full headers. But well, we also have one of our regular diaries, and it's a real great one by Rob. Rob is writing about how to figure out what certificates are installed on your Windows systems, and he is providing a little script to help with that. Using certutil, Rob shows how to extract information about the certificate authority from different certificates and then how to use a PSExec to actually execute a certutil remotely so you don't actually have to walk from server to server. Scripting is something that's often underestimated and not nearly done enough in the Windows world. But as I keep saying, you either know how to script or you're going to be replaced by a script. And this little script that Rob put together is certainly great evidence of the power of scripting. Originally, Rob put together this script to figure out if a retired certificate authority was still in use, but what he actually found was also a number of self-signed certificates, which of course always a little bit an issue and something that can be fixed once you inventoried all the problem certificates. And then we got yet another pretty big credit card leak. St. Louis-based retailer Snooks lost 2.4 million credit cards from its stores. Only some of its stores were affected. It appears that the attacker was able to infiltrate these particular stores with a malware that then exfiltrated the credit card details. Given that only some of the stores got affected, it looks like none of the central systems of the retailer got compromised, or that only local stores deal with credit card numbers and don't actually report them back to a central location. According to the press release, it appears that the attack lasted for 4 months. In the end, it was uncovered due to fraudulent use of these credit cards, which was then traced back to this particular retailer. And Spanish security company Iniqua released an interesting tool, Topera, which will allow you to do more sneaky TCP port scans using IPv6. At this point, according to Topera, the scans are not detected by Snort, but then again, I never really considered detecting port scans one of the strong sides of Snort. Not 100% sure yet how different firewalls act with these packets, but I would think they'll probably block them. What they do, according to what I saw reviewing the source code of the tool, is add a number of destination header options between the IP header and the TCP header. This is actually a somewhat common technique to hide stuff in IPv6. In IPv4, you do have the advantage that after your IP header, you will have the TCP or UDP header next. So in order to analyze both the IP and the protocol header, you really only need to look at maximum the first 120 bytes if you have the full size IP and a TCP header. In IPv6, that's not so easy because you may have these extension headers sort of shimmed in between the IPv6 header and the protocol header, and that makes it a lot harder to find the actual protocol header because you first have to follow this chain of extension headers until you arrive at the protocol header. So this is yet another interesting case where IPv6 provides new challenges. Sadly, what's happening right now, in particular with a lot of the intrusion detection systems, is that they kind of deal with IPv6 like they do with IPv4. They sort of ignore these extension headers and just deal with the IP and the TCP header. That leads to just exactly these problems we see in Topera, this new tool. And by the way, while we're talking about IPv6 again, we also do, of course, still have our IPv6 summit coming up, and we do have a new discount code for it now. If you haven't been to the site in a while, SansFireISC10, that's SansFireISC, all uppercase, no spaces, followed by the number 10, will give you a 10% discount off the IPv6 summit or the SansFire conference. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.